And good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. We are here on the pregame show, being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. I thank her for her sponsorship. She is a Keller Williams agent. If you're in the market for any kind of home or anything like that, whether you're buying or selling or just in the market, give her a call at 969-939-9624. We are here in the pregame show as your Rowlett Eagles are on the road. It's one of those long road trips. If you remember last year in the playoffs, they took the long trip down to Waco to play at Baylor. This one here is kind of like the same amount of distance in reality as far as them hitting the road and being on the road for as long as they are on those buses. And now, these are not those comfortable buses either, ladies and gentlemen. This is the school bus. So hopefully they get there early enough. Hopefully they can get stretched out and get ready to go as they take on Tyler Lee on a Thursday night squabble, as I call it here. So that's what's going to be fun. It's a Thursday night game, and we're going to have an opportunity to go out and take a look at some of the games on Friday. We're not going to call a game. We're going to be out at a game. So it's going to be kind of cool as we'll be taking a look at some of the game that's happening over at Homer B. Johnson Stadium and Lakeview Centennial Patriots. So we'll be watching that game as well. But this week, as the Rowlett Eagles are on the road, they get this long road trip out of the way, and I think that's a very good thing in reality, as well as they take care of that road business. And this is a football team that has been playing well. They came into district play with a loss after they dealt with Keller, and they put it together, and they put it together really well against a 3-0 football team. Now, granted, maybe if you looked at the schedule, maybe if you look at the opponents that the Lakeview Centennial Patriots did actually see, and maybe they weren't as good as the Rowlett Eagles, so maybe. But we'll never know that, obviously, because these are out-of-conference games, so now we're in district play. And an important part of this season, because when you take a look at the standings as far as the division that your football team is, that being your Rowlett Eagles, you take a look at that and where they are in the standings. Your Rowlett Eagles 3-1, they're third in the division because of the records. Saxey's 4-0. This is a big-time football team this year. And Garland, I told everybody at the beginning of the year, you're going to have to watch out for this football team. I think they're a very good football team. They lose in week one, and then they go on a three-week tear and rip everybody up after that point. Then your Rowlett Eagles at 3-1. Now, Rockwall is 1-3, and they're in fourth place because they got that division win. The other three losses were out of conference, so the district play numbers come into play there, as Lakeview Centennial is now in fourth place at 3-1 after that. So you look at the Rowlett Eagles and what they did to get the victory, because if they would have lost, the Lakeview Centennial Patriots would be in third place in this division over the Rowlett Eagles, and they'd be in fifth. But it is early, and that's a good thing. So we'll get a lot. We got a lot to look at for the rest of the season. But this one is obviously the most important game of the year. Why? Because it's this week. And when you're talking high school football and talking about where the division is and the district is and all that stuff, it's the important games that are happening in district. So the Rowlett Eagles 1-0 in district. Garland is 1-0, as well as Rowlett and Rockwall. So all four of those teams are 1-0 in the districts, and the other four teams are 0-4, that being Lakeview Centennial, North Garland, Tyler Lee, and the Neyman Forest Rangers. Now, the game that's happening tonight, as Tyler Lee, they're already 0-1 in the division, and this is a football team that could lose and go into 0-2 here tonight. as the Rowlett Eagles are about ready to hit the field with this football team. And this is a football team that, and we're going to be talking to Bill Cerna, is missing one of their key ingredients, and I'm talking about Zach Hall. Zach Hall also, by the way, played basketball, because when they came up and we did the play-by-play for the basketball for your Rowlett Eagles, and there's Zach Hall right there in the starting lineup in the basketball. So this is a double letterman, and a bad injury that finished his season for football, and quite possibly, I'm almost sure, it probably took him out for this season in basketball as well. So a football team that is really going to be struggling here as we get started in these district play, as they could possibly drop to 0-2 and in the division, and depending on how Sachse, Garland, and Rockwall does for the rest of the time in district, I call it division, but in the district, that is where we're going to find out. So the teams that are on top right now, I don't see it as a big surprise, except maybe how well the Lakeview Centennial Patriots had played in their first game, three games, as they went into the game against Rowlett 3-0. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from our sponsor that sponsors this pregame show. Of course, that's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, if you have any needs for any kind of real estate, whether you're buying or selling your home or just in the market to take a look, make sure you get a hold of Veronica Warwick at 469-939-9624. We'll hear from her and some of our other sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sunny sent you. Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and a long-standing member of the Rowlett community in the same location for almost 13 years. Whether it's selling quality products or filling out your insurance claims for you, you get it all from ACG Medical. From our large showroom to our certified technicians to our convenient delivery service, visit our showroom or shop by phone 972-463-0737 or online at acgmedical.net. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, bringing you strategies for success in high school, brought to you by Great Power Learning. Better grades and higher confidence. Each student has his or own way of learning, so every Great Power program is customized. We'll pinpoint how your team learns the best. Then we'll create a personalized study program that is a perfect fit. Never too fast, never too slow.
Check us out at greatpowerlearning.com or give us a call at 972-675-9505 for more information. That's Great Power Learning.
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles as they are doing. They're just having, so far, a pretty good season. They hit that bump in the road against Keller, which dropped their record to 2-1 before they went into their game against the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. But when you took a look at this football team, there were a lot of question marks as far as what you expected from the Rowlett Eagles going into this season. All you have to do is look at the defensive side of the ball. But there have been some big-time plays that have been happening out on the football field, and I want to talk about them because I think, you know, gosh, did we also missed him when we did our preseason. We missed a Jared Elmore, who, by the way, is killing it out on the football field right now. I mean, almost every tackle we're seeing Jared Elmore, if he hasn't been the main reason why the tackle happens, he's right there at least getting an assist or something. I mean, this guy has been everywhere out on the football field. So without question, I'm going to talk to Bill, but I'm going to just tell everybody right now, I think he is your MVP. I mean, I love Logan Bonner, don't get me wrong. Logan Bonner's obviously throwing touchdowns and doing very well. No interceptions. We'll look at the stats here, in the next segment. But looking at the football team as a whole and looking where the leadership had to come from, we already knew Logan Bonner was a leader for this team. We already knew that LaDarius Dickens were going to pick it up and become a leader on their football team. But defensively, someone had to step up. I mean, we had everybody. I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, Kobe Morrow, Dylan Watts. I mean, there were a lot of guys that could step up. But who was going to do it on the defensive side of the ball after all the losses on the defensive side of the ball? Without question, Jared Elmore has stepped it up. Not only that, he stepped it up a notch. Like I said, I went back and I listened to the game. And, of course, I listen to my games just to make sure that I know what I'm saying and making sure that we have a good broadcast. But I was just listening to this game last week. Jared Elmore on the stop. Jared Elmore on the stop. Jared Elmore. My goodness. I mean, this guy was everywhere out on the football field. And he's been that way all year long. I mean, we joked about it in the week number one game because we missed it in the preseason. And, of course, I had Mr. Elmore let me know that maybe you missed somebody. And he was so right. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not giving him the MVP just because his dad said you forgot about him. No, the fact of the matter is that he has stepped up, at least in this season, and he has been making plays after plays and big plays in vital times. Now, we're going to talk about it. I mean, sometimes the defense gives up a big play here and there, but usually he is right there on the mark doing what he has to do defensively and leading this team defensively. A young defense that's playing well, giving up the big play here and there, I don't think that's going to affect him. And just as the year goes on, I think he's going to learn more. I think he's going to be that guy that everybody depends upon to be the guy. I mean, especially defensively. And if this guy is not getting any looks by any colleges, will someone please pick up the telephone and let someone know? I'm telling you right now that I'm loving me some Jared Elmore, and I wish that I had some kind of influence there, but I don't. He's made plays after plays after plays with his legs, with his, you know, tackling ability. Good stuff. I mean, and no disrespect to any other players that obviously play for the Rowlett Eagles on the defensive side of the ball. That's not what this is about. When I call out an MVP, I mean, I just think it's so important how much that he has made that step forward. And we, like I said, we can talk about the, you know, Logan Bonner and the stats all over the place, and we will get to those stats, or Ladarius Dickens, or whatever the case may be. But as far as what is the result out on the football field, I think the biggest part of it has to come from the defensive side of the ball. And even though they got beat by Keller, even though Tyler Tutt went off on them, take away from that game, you're looking at Jared Elmore, who's been in charge, large and in charge, out on the football field. I'll just put it that way. So loving what we're getting from Jared Elmore. But I do want to make some mentions of some of the other players that are on the football team. Like I said, we could talk Logan Bonner, Ladarius Dickens. We could talk Jared Elmore, of course. But there's some other guys that are making an impact out on the football field. And we may not be calling their names out, but a shout-out to the line of scrimmage. Offensive line of scrimmage has been huge this year. The offensive linemen have, I think, put Logan Bonner in the position where he is not throwing the interceptions. Now, there have been some plays out there that have been definitely designed for Logan Bonner to be on the run. But for the most of the part, when he is back there standing like a statue in the pocket, you're talking about an offensive line that has really done the job for this football team this season. And they never get any props, because unless we're noticing something really big or they get hurt, we don't mention their names. But I want to get it out there, because there's some good football players out on this football field, especially on the offensive line, starting with Casey Bobbitt. A big-time player. He is a sophomore. It's a young team on the offensive line as well. Another sophomore, Tanner Krause, and Nash Tanner. Those are sophomores. We're going to see them on the offensive line next year. And then a couple of seniors out there, Austin Tynes, as well as Chris Senka on the offensive line. So also some more guys on that offensive line. Alex Rodriguez, I know we called his name a couple of times. And, of course, Caleb Brown, the senior, as well. And then, of course, Bailey Willick. So that is your offensive line that has done a tremendous job of obviously having to do what they had to do, which is protect their quarterback. And we'll look at the defense, we'll look at special teams, but really the success of this football team does fall up onto Logan Bonner, and he has to be protected in order for that to really, really shine. And it starts with that offensive line. So I kind of given another MVP, maybe a 1A, to the offensive line as far as my MVPs. And Logan Bonner's done great. Ladarius done great. I mean, great. But some guys that maybe that people are not keeping track of, I want to at least get their names out there so you know about them. And we're going to be calling their names in these games, especially maybe quite possibly tonight. So keep your eyes and ears open for those guys out there that don't get their name called a lot. And that's because they're in the offensive line. They're doing their jobs, and they're doing a great job of protecting Logan Bonner. So it's been a great season, especially on that offensive line. I mean, when you have a quarterback that does not throw interceptions, granted, you have to look at how smart the kid is, but you also got to realize what it takes for them not to throw that interception, and it has to come from the front line. So a big part of the reason why Logan Bonner has not been throwing interceptions this year does fall squarely on the shoulders of the offensive line. They've had a tremendous year so far this year. So I just wanted to get those, because we don't talk about them a lot. And sometimes even we know the offensive line is doing well, and we don't get the names mentioned. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that their names get mentioned. So let's do this again. Let's take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Let's hear from our main sponsor, of course, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Make sure you give her a look at Warwick Realty. great lady, and obviously the main sponsor of the pregame show, and we definitely appreciate that. So give her a call over there, 469-939-9624, for all your realty needs. She is a Keller Williams agent, and she's also one of, there's not very many people that really work, but she is a military assistance person out there. She helps find homes for the military folks when they come home, or whatever the case may be. Of course, her husband is in the military. We'd like to thank him for his services. So let's go to Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, and then we'll hear from some of our other sponsors, and then we'll get into the stats here on the next segment here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Raleigh Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Raleigh Eagles radio broadcast.
With over 25 years of experience, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $59.99 for each additional unit. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment, or check out their website at StephenSonsHVAC.com. Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at CostlowInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat? But fast food isn't the answer. Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven. Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done? Residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell them Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage tonight of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, as they are on the road. They are in Tyler taking on the Red Raiders. We'll be talking about it a little bit with Bill, but last year this Red Raider team was having a good season, and the week before took on Sachse, and that was a game that really stuck in my mind from last year as the Rowlett Eagles were taking on the Red Raiders after they had such a big game against the Sachse Mustangs. So, and that was where Zach Hall just went off. He had like six touchdowns, five of them passing and one of them rushing, if I'm not mistaken. So it was a big game. So the Rowlett Eagles going into this game get a different team. They don't have Zach Hall out on the football field. That's going to make a difference without question as far as offensively when you look at the Red Raiders and where they are as a football team and as a whole. Now, they did get a good substitution. The backup quarterback came in and played well. So the Rowlett Eagles don't know what they're going to get except for the little bit of film that they are going to actually see in one game from Zach Hall. So this is going to be about a football team that has got to make adjustments to a guy that they've never seen before. So the defense is going to have to, and we'll probably talk about it, but it's going to be about the defense in this game because I think you're going to get the Rowlett Eagles getting Logan Bonner doing what he does best, which is, you know, throw the football all over the football field, make adjustments, and try to find the open man. That's what he does. So that's something Logan Bonner, you know, he gets that in every game. Every game this guy so far this season has made an impact offensively. And all you got to do is take a look at some of the stats as far as he is concerned. And we promised you the stats, and we're going to go ahead and do that, bring you the stats for your Rowlett Eagles. But you look at those stats, and you have to be happy with them as far as offensively are concerned. And it does start with Logan Bonner without question and how it adds up. So Logan Bonner, the big number, and I said it last week, and I'll say it again, it really is all about a guy that doesn't throw interceptions. And when you got a guy that doesn't throw interceptions, you're already ahead of the game. He's got 13 touchdowns, no interceptions for Logan Bonner. 83 of 148, that's 56% of his passes complete. 1,250 yards. And folks, that's after four games. So you look at this, it's very easy. This guy can go for over 3,000 this year in 10 games, averaging over 300 yards a game. I can see it happening for Logan Bonner. And because he gets a lot of help, whether it's Ladarius Dickens, 27 catches, 472 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Dylan Watts back in the lineup, 9 catches, 220 yards, and also 3 touchdowns. Quentin Stenton, 15 catches, 166 yards, and a touchdown. Could be more. He had a little problem with holding onto the football, but he's still a guy that Logan Bonner still going to. Even last week when the week before and Keller dropped some balls, Logan Bonner went right back to this guy and got him the opportunity to bring in the ball. Josh Lewis, 5 catches, 126 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Vitash, who's a guy that really has stepped up this year because of the injuries and things of that sort. You get a Cameron Vitash, 8 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown. And Kobe Morrow coming out of the backfield, 13 catches, 80 yards for him as well. Jalen Bolden, 4 catches, 68 yards, 1 catch for Jesse Smith for 22 yards, and Jacob George, 1 catch for 13 yards. So he's getting a lot of help on the receiving end of this football team. And that's something Logan Bonner, he needs to have more than just one guy, even though Ladarius Dickens is doing it. Now, looking at the rushing, 78 yards, 483 yards, an average of 6.9 for Kobe Morrow, 7 rushing touchdowns. He had 3 in one game just this past week. So he's getting the ball. Kobe Morrow, by the way, he hit that open hole, and he was off to the races. Ladarius Dickens also getting into the backfield and putting in some time there.
13 rushes, 77 yards, average of 5.92, and a touchdown. Garrett Hermes at the quarterback position, three rushes, 47 yards. So those are huge. Carter, 7 rushes, 25 yards. Logan Bonner, this is the guy that does not run the football. He's that atypical, you know, stand-up statue type of guy in the pocket to throw the football, but he has rushed the ball 16 times for 24 yards. Noah Jones, 2 rushes for 12 yards, and Dylan Watts, 2 rushes for 6 yards. So, looking offensively, this is a football team that has definitely done a lot, and you can expect more of that from tonight, because I just don't think we're going to see the defense of the Red Raiders to be able to stop this football team as far as where they are. You're talking about a team that hasn't, you know, really put anything out there as far as the standings are concerned. I mean, Tyler Lee, 1-3 on the season. So it's a flip-flop of the standings as they are in second to last in this district. And did not get the wins out of district this season. So, but let's look at the standings in the District 11-6A. That, of course, is the Garland ISD along with Rockwall and Tyler Lee. Saxey, 4-0. Your Rowlett Eagles in Garland are 3-1 on the season. Then it's Rockwall because they got that win in district play. So that jumps them up. Even though they're 1-3 on the season, it really is about district play, especially when you're talking about the playoffs. Lakeview Centennial Patriots are 3-1 as they are 0-1 in the district as they took the loss to the Rowlett Eagles last week. Then North Garland, who is 2-2 out on the season, they're 0-1 in the district, but having a good season compared to the years past, as this football team has not been out on the football field really making other teams shake about anything. 2-2 on the season, it's a good place for them. Unfortunately, 0-1 in the district that has dropped them into the position that they are. And then Tyler Lee, 1-3. They're 0-1 in the district. And then the Neyman Forest Rangers. They are 0-1 out in the season. 0-4 out on the season. They started off the year, and I watched them, and I liked what I saw, but unfortunately, they have not really put it together out on the football field. So, looking at the Rowlett Eagles and what they have done, you know, they did get the victory against Louisville, 38-20. Then Lake Highlands and the Wildcat at Wildcat Rams Stadium got the victory, 44-21. So then now they're averaging, you know, 42 points a game. So now Rowlett goes and gets beat by Keller, but kept a 40 on the scoreboard for him. They lost that game 56-41, and then Rowlett 48 over Lakeview Centennial Patriots 40. So your Eagles, they are hanging around that 40 number, you know, 42 points, 43 points on average per game, which means they're getting into the end zone, and they've also been kicking the field goals as well. So up tonight is your Rowlett Eagles taking on Tyler Lee at Tyler Rose Stadium in Tyler, Texas. Next week, it's going to be the Rowlett Eagles taking on the Garland Owls. So that is a huge game as well as you look at the season. Then they go on the bye. So that is something right in that area of October. Then they get North Garland. This should be an interesting game, as that game's happening at Williams Stadium. North Garland, you know, depending on what they do for the next couple of weeks, that could be a very interesting game for the Rowlett Eagles when they go into that game up on the 15th of October. And then on the 23rd of October, they will be at HBJ Stadium taking on Rockwall as the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. It'll be interesting to see where they are as far as district is concerned. Obviously, this is the big part of the year, and Rockwall not having the best season. Then on the 29th, the Rowlett Eagles are going to be at Williams Stadium again, taking on the Neyman Forest Rangers. And the Neyman Forest Rangers right now 0-4 out on the season. Will they do a little bit different in the district? We're going to find that out as the weeks come. And then the big game, the Sachse, is the game. HBJ Stadium, last year the Rowlett Eagles got the victory at Williams Stadium. So it's going to come down to that big game. But as far as looking at the schedule, I think, and not to brag about the Rowlett Eagles, I just don't see too many teams beating them. I mean, that Garland-Owl game, that's going to be a good one. But I don't think they will see very much competition. The most I think they're going to lose, if they lose, it would be two games. That would be Garland and Sachse. And, heck, they might end up winning those games. So that should be really interesting to see how those end up. So let's take a look a little bit more. Let's take a look at some of the stats for your Rowlett Eagles as they are, you know, I want to look at the whole division as well, the district numbers, because I think those are numbers that you can take a look at and get a feeling about this team as where they are as far as stats are concerned through the 6A division. There's some big numbers that are out there. By the way, remember Tyler Tutt? If you don't, Tyler Tutt definitely tore into the Rowlett Eagles for over 300 yards. He's got 686 yards on the season and 9 touchdowns. 6 of those touchdowns came from your Rowlett Eagles. In one game, he got over 300 yards, and he's sitting at 686 yards. So Tyler Tutt, running back from Keller, is definitely doing it out on the football field with the running back position. But Kobe Morrow, he takes a jump up as he is sitting in the sixth spot with 78 rushes, 483 yards, but it's about the touchdowns is the reason why he gets the big jump. He has 7 touchdowns out on the season. So looking at those numbers, you take a look at him and go, wow, look at those. Even in the yards, 483 yards, big time numbers when you look at the rushing for the Rowlett Eagles. I think that number is really good to see as far as the improvement as far as the running game is concerned. Now, granted, they had a pretty good game and they were able to take advantage of how well that they have done. But looking at some of the other teams, Michael Truman for the Garland Owls, 83 rushes, 455 yards, and 4 touchdowns for him as he's made a big impact out on the football field. And then Caleb Broach, and he also plays basketball as well, just to let you know, 56 rushes, 354 yards, and a touchdown. So looking at those numbers, and Cameron Fields as the quarterback, 47 rushes, 328 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then Darius Savage for the Neyman Forest Rangers, 54 rushes, 315 yards, and also Jamal Linwood, 67 rushes, 308 yards, 7 touchdowns for Lakeview Centennial and the Patriots. So lots of good numbers when you look at the rushing, but then go right to the top as far as the passing is concerned. Logan Bonner is leading the 6A with 83 of 148 for 1,250 yards. That leads all quarterbacks in this, 13 touchdowns. Two other players are tied with 13 touchdowns, and that is, of course, Jacoby Williams from Garland, but he's got 66 of 111, 59% passing. And he's got 1,029 yards passing. So, and Jalen Maiden is just ahead of Jacoby Williams, 58 of 77. He completes 75% of his passes for 1,030 yards and 12 touchdowns. 3 interceptions for him as well. By the way, Jacoby Williams, no interceptions out on the season, so that's going to be really interesting to take a look at him when he ends up coming back into it. So just some numbers that are really huge. Is Will Reed, who's been stepped in at the quarterback position over there in Rockwall, 51 of 86. He is averaging 59% of his passes, 844 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions out on the season. So, by the way, Chris Robinson of Mesquite Horn, that is the team that ended up beating the Rowlett Eagles last year at the Cotton Bowl. He is sitting currently in 7th position, 65 of 104 yards, 929 yards, 13 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. That's the difference with those 13. So looking at some of those numbers for your quarterback is crazy for your Rowlett Eagles. Now, receiving, your wide receiver Ladarius Dickens is in 2nd place as far as stats are concerned. 27 catches, 472 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He's behind Saxe's DuVernay with 26 catches, 578 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He's got about 106 more yards, but he's got one less touchdown. So that's why he is where he is at in the wide receiving position. Sam Crawford of Rockwall, 21 catches, 409 yards, and 5 touchdowns as well. Then Corey Compton, 17 catches, 358 yards, 4 touchdowns for the Garland Owls, as well as Melvin Lovelace. He's got 17 catches, 298 yards and 2 touchdowns. So those are your big receivers in our division. Then they keep going on there. But really, you look at it as far as scoring is concerned, Tyler Tett in 2nd place with 54 touches because he's got 9 touchdowns. And so you remember him from Keller, but he's not in that division. Leading the way in scoring in the 6A would be Ladarius Dickens in our district with 8 touchdowns. He's got 48 points. Then DuVernay also with 48 points. So there's a tie right there. And then Kobe Morrow, he's got 7 touchdowns as well. And then Akellen Wilson, 7 touchdowns on the season for the Saxe Mustangs. And then it just keeps going down. So we'll keep track of those stats as far as the team is concerned. Total offense, Saxe leads the way, 2,291 total yards in 4 games. So those are huge. 996 rushes, rushing yards, and 1,295 passing yards. So that's huge. And then it's the Rowlett Eagles in our division in 2nd place, 6th division district. In 4 games, 674 yards rushing, 1,250 yards passing, gives the Rowlett Eagles 1,924 yards on the season. Lakeview Centennial Patriots, 1,124 yards rushing, 575 yards for a total of 1,881 yards. And then the Garland Owls, 798 yards rushing the football, 1,034 passing total, 1,832 yards on the season. So your Rowlett Eagles just right up there, in the top, especially in their own district, making some big-time things. So just keep track of those stats because it's going to be interesting to see how they go for the rest of the year. Team passing is right there with Saxe. Rowlett's in 2nd place in 6A, just to let you know. So just trying to keep you up to date on some of the stats that we are actually seeing that we're able to see. If someone can find some defensive stats for Sonny Clark, I would very much appreciate it because I'd like to be able to bring some of those stats. Jared Elmore's got to be up there as far as some of those stats, so we'll try to get some of those stats a little bit later on in the season, and we'll be able to cover them here in the pregame show. So that's going to do it here. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We just got done looking at the stats, standings, and everything. Now it's time to bring in the Eagle Eye himself. It is going to be Bill Cerna on the other side of the break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Come into El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096.
For all your Disney vacation needs, check out Ginger's Magical Travel, an independent travel specialist. Whether you're visiting Disneyland or visiting Disney World or going on a Disney cruise, give Ginger a call at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or contact her directly at 469-556-8931. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it.
Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. I have online the Eagle Eye himself. It is Bill Cerna. How are you doing, Bill?
Good. How you doing, Sonny?
Doing good. We're getting it. Hey, I was pretty excited about the win last week as far as your Rowlett Eagles. They are 3-1 up on the season. They go and they beat the team. You can say what you want. Yeah, granted, they didn't maybe play a lot of quality teams to get to that 3-0, but when you have a team that's 3-0, they have that mental edge to start off, I think, in reality, going into this game against Rowlett. And I'm talking, of course, about Lakeview Centennial.
Yeah, and we, you know, we had controlled them from the very beginning, but that's one thing you mentioned. When you're 3-0, you have that no lose attitude, and they fought all the way through that game and never gave up, and they continue to stay in that game all the way till the end.
I'm here. I just had a leak. I have a leak on my cup. Hold on, let me just switch this.
Okay.
You got a Sonic, and evidently I got a bad cup. There we go. All right, cool. So, all right. Yeah, and I'll take it from here. I'll have to edit that out. So,
okay.
All right, and I'll go from there. All right. So, yeah, and you look at a team like Lakeview and what they did. They did. They fought it throughout the game, and it was they were never really there, but they also were in their mindset that even though they may not be there, they were going to try to stay in the game. And for three quarters, I think we got a pretty good football game back and forth in reality.
Yeah, absolutely, and it stayed that way through the whole game. You know, it was a 48-40 score, but you know, Rowlett had control of that game through most of the game. But they just, you know, Centennial was just pesky and stayed along, and they made big plays when they had to, and they can continue to stay with the Rowlett Eagles. So, you know, I think looking at the teams, I think if you look at it on paper, you look at Rowlett and say, okay, well, they're, you know, at numbers wise, they're real a lot stronger. But in the long run, it's what you do when you're on the field.
Definitely, it was a good game to The end score doesn't really show how close it was. I mean, if you're just looking at box score, you probably said, wow, that was a close game, and really, I don't think it was. But we kind of expected that because of who they did play, and we kind of called that when we were doing our pregame show last week. We didn't know if they really had seen a team such as Rowlett, so they didn't have necessarily the competition that we did, especially when you look at the Rowlett Eagles 2 weeks ago taking on Keller. Those were two different football teams. You put Keller out on the football field right now, Lakeview Centennial, Keller probably beats them too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, going into this game, you know, we had come off that hard loss in Keller, and I will tell you that I think that game in Keller definitely helped the Eagles during this game, you know, at the, because, you know, Lakeview also came out, and they you could tell they watched film because they really put a lot of pressure on Bonner. You know, they were able to run some blitzes and stunts on our offensive line to get into the backfield a little bit more. So it kind of disrupted Bonner as he didn't have that passing output that he has. He was under 50% for the first time this year in passing. So they really did a good job putting a lot of pressure. But, you know, when you have a good team and a strong offense like we do, if one is struggling, that's when the other ones are there to step up, and it definitely happened.
Oh, and they also stepped up as far as making sure that they were unable to have too much offense. The defense did give up, you know, a big play here and there. We saw what happened on the big yard, the big long scamper for a touchdown, how they did that in one play. But that having been said, the Rowlett Eagles just, you know, they really took control of the football game. And when you look at the, all you got to do is look at the standings in this division, and you look at a 3-1 record, you know, and you look at other teams that are right there, and you have to ask yourself, where do you think Rowlett fits? Because we are talking about the teams such as Garland being a better team as well, and then you always have Sachse right there that they're going to do what they do each and every year. So you have to ask that question in this division, how it's shaping up, and I'll say this, as how it's shaping up, I think it shapes up very well for Rowlett going out for the rest of the year, especially with Rockwell not playing as well as he's been playing either.
Well, but they did have a great game last week, as they've also got started in the division, District 11. So, you know what, you could take each team one by one and say, okay, what are their weaknesses, what are their strengths? One thing that Rowlett has on there is they have that powerful offense that I don't think anybody can stop. In this division, there's not a defensive team that's really going to be able to shut down any of these teams. We've seen it with Rockwall, with Sachse, with Tyler Lee. Their defense have given up a lot of points. And when you have an offense like Rowlett, which arguably I think is the best offense here, not just in our district, but here in North Texas. I mean, you look at the stats. You know, right now Bonner is a top-rated quarterback here in the North Texas area. Ladarius Dickens, he's right there in the top five. You know, we have a lot of big names up there at all the top of the stats just here in the area. The biggest difference is going to be is how well can that defense step up? Because if not, we're going to be having a track meet with a lot of these teams. You see a team like Sachse that's scoring 50 and 60 points.
Yes.
With us, you know, you and I are so used to that arena football scores. We might see a lot of those this district season if our defense doesn't step up and not stop giving up those big plays.
Yeah, next, and this week is, you look at the game and you see we know a little bit, not very much about this football team except for the fact that the big news coming at the quarterback position. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But Rowlett, when you take a look at their schedule with what's going on, they got Tyler Lee, and then Garland's another 3-1 team right now. So, and then Rockwall or North Garland, who's not playing as I looked at those numbers, and I look, obviously you look at the North Garland's playing a little bit better than last year, but what this could end up boiling down to, if there's a couple of slips along the way, I look at that Garland game that's going to happen over at HBJ Stadium is going to be another good game like last year. So, but I'm looking at some of the other games. Rockwall might be a win. Neiman Forest, they're a better team this year. So, but I hate to, you know, put the, you know, the chicken before the egg in reality. But this is a football team that's going to make the playoffs, and how they, you know, I'm really looking how they develop and how they respond. Like last week, how they responded after the loss against Keller, they looked a lot better than they did in Keller. And I don't know if it's because the quality of the team wasn't as good, but that was a good win last week against Lakeview Centennial, especially moving forward for this football team.
Well, and that's a great win for, to start the lead off the district play. So definitely a big difference. But, you know, you talked about them going an entire lead tonight and then next week going and playing against Garland. You know, Garland, you mentioned Damon Forrest. Damon Forrest and Garland, they were a neck-to-neck game at halftime.
Yes.
And, you know, Garland took advantage of turnovers there in the second half and made that score lopsided, even though it was a lot closer game than what it was. That's one thing about Garland. Garland, they seem to play to their competition. And so when it's a lesser team, sometimes they struggle a little bit more. But when they have a good team like us coming in next week, you know, you tend to expect a lot more out of them because they tend to play to their competition. So, you know, I know we're 1 week into the district play, but things are starting to shape out a little bit more, or a little bit more as we see each week. So, you know, after this week, we're going to know even more. But it looks like in placing, we're seeing a lot of what we saw last year, you know, with the top teams. You know, Rockwall obviously coming down a little bit more. Sackey's always up there. Rowlett's going to be up there. Garland's going to be up there. So, you know, it's going to see how we play out through the rest of the season.
Yeah, Rockwall gets the district win. That was huge for them because instead they're 3-1 and they're in the division because of the district. They're in fourth place. As Garland, Lakeview Centennial, they're 3-1 out on the season. They're 0-1 in the division. That's the reason why you see the flip flop in the standings right now. It's Sachse at 4-0, Garland and Rowlett 3-1, 1-3 Rockwall because of that district win, and Lakeview Centennial 3-1. That's the way it's set. But I think also taking a look, North Garland, they're 2-2. This was a football team that couldn't get off the snide last year. So I'm actually looking forward to this North Garland game and a couple of other games as well from them, from other teams, to see where they might end up because they have improved from last year. Tyler Lee taking the step back as we are playing them tonight. No Zach Hall. This is a big, huge thing, especially last year. If you remember, we were watching the week before as the Tyler Lee Red Raiders were taking on Sachse, and they got the victory against Sachse in a crazy game. If you remember that, I mean, I don't know if you remember that one. Those were such big games last year. So I'm really looking forward to what Tyler Lee, you know, does. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do at the quarterback position. Who are we getting tonight when we get on the field against Tyler Lee at the quarterback position?
Well, their replacement is a kid named Chance Amy. And, you know, for a first-time starting last week, he had 309 passing yards.
Wow.
But then for a first game, key for him was he had 17 rushes for 73 yards. So he sounds a lot like a Zach Hall style of player.
Yep.
Multi-positioned, you know, he can definitely get you with the pass or the run. So definitely can make a difference on that offense. You know, receiving wise, you have Thacker, which was there last year, and same with Ishwan Barker. He was, you know, he had 5 receptions for 75 yards last week, and Thacker had 3 receptions for 167 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he made the most of every catch he could, because he scored a touchdown on every one of his receptions. So, you know, they do have some playmakers. You know, obviously, filling the shoes of Zach Hall, you really can't do. I know he just signed with Missouri, so he's definitely got some good future ahead of him. But, you know, to have a Chance Amy come in and step in and, you know, take that Red Raider team midway through the third quarter and be up 41-31 on Sachse tells me he's pretty comfortable in that role, and Sachse was not prepared for a Chance Amy. So definitely going to see some of those weapons tonight, and it really depends. You know, like you mentioned, Tyler Lee is 1-3 for the season, but they're averaging 49 points, almost 49 points a game, and they've lost 3 games. So, but on the flip side of that, they're giving up almost 54 points a game. So,
yeah.
You know, it could be quite a shootout tonight.
Yeah, first game 59, second game against Lufkin 52, 69 they scored, but they only gave up 38 points against Tyler John Tyler, right there locally there, but 66 points they give up against Saxey. If you're Tyler Lee and you're scoring 41 points, I think you should really expect to win the football game, but obviously they're having a little bit of problems on the defensive side of the ball, because if you're giving up that many points, I don't think that's just one thing. That's a combination of a lot of things going wrong at the same time.
Yeah, and you look at tonight's game, you have four factors. You have Lee's offense. You know they're going to score.
Yep.
You have, I'm sorry, you have Rellet's offense. You know they're going to score. You know Lee's offense is going to score. Our Lee's defense is going to give up the points. I think the biggest factor is going to be Rellet's defense.
Absolutely.
You know, of those four factors, Rowlett's defense is one that could be the game changer and make a difference in this game. You remember Zach Hall came off six touchdowns a week before.
Yep.
He came to Garland against Saxey, and he came to Garland the next week, and we held him in check for most of that game. I think he only had one or two good rushes, but other than that, we held him in check. So you know, that's kind of the game plan that we need to be coming in tonight is to focus on that quarterback like we did last year.
Well, we talked about it in reality. When you look at a football team such as the Raleigh Eagles and what they've done to this point of the season, you like the fact they're 3-1. You like the fact they're 1-0 in district, which makes a huge difference in reality. But as far as defensively, this is going to be the test. We're not going to be able to see the special team stats. They're just not there. We're not going to be able to find them. But so really, when you look at the information you got, it says tonight's game, whoever has the better defense is going to win this football game in reality.
I agree, because both these offenses can score.
Yep.
Which one of the defenses is going to stop them? So
yep.
That's going to be the key factor. And if not, it might come down to special teams. Who makes the biggest plays on special teams? Who can come up with turnovers a lot quicker? You know, you have Bonner that hasn't thrown an interception all year, you know, with 13 touchdowns. So, you know, it's going to be hard to take the ball away from him. So who's going to come up with the biggest plays that's going to make the difference in this ball game?
Early MVP, I have, you know, and I'm going the whole team. I'm going Gerard Elmore for this football team as the MVP. This guy, we almost call his name more than Logan Bonner at the quarterback position. And what he has done so far this season, I think, is really, really good as the obvious leader on this football team.
Yeah, and it's you mentioned the quarterback. Well, he's the quarterback of the defense. He leads that defense. And I'll be honest with you, I almost giggle every once in a while because I just watch him run around and fly around that field and know that
every
he's going to be
play.
Somewhere involved with that play. So it's almost funny to watch it because you enjoy watching, and it's just it's a man among kids, and just to watch him flying across that field is something to watch.
You go ahead and you pick your MVP early in the season for this football team.
Wow, you know what? I think you got to put in the hands of your leader and Logan Bonner. I think he's making great decisions out there. I think he's leading this offense and everybody on it. He's making, you know, a great leader is somebody that can make everybody else look good around them. And you know, we've had a few injuries on the offense. Where there's been new guys that are coming, guys that weren't expected to play as much, and they're making plays. You know, you have a Vitosh and a George that come in, and they're coming in and making plays, and Bonner is putting the ball in their hands, and he's giving them the opportunities. You know, 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions through four games.
Huge.
Is unbelievable, and for the yards that he's passing. But like I said, he's a leader out there, and this team rallies around him, and it makes a big difference. Even when we were in Keller and we were down, you see him giving all his effort out there, was giving everybody else the opportunity to give their effort too. So I've got to give it to Bonner so far through four games.
Yeah, I put it in. I got I got Elmore for the MVP, Logan Bonner, and then Ladarius Dickens. Talk about a playmaker, a guy that is in on special teams, in on the offense, can run the football if necessary. He's been in the backfield many times for the Rowlett Eagles. A guy that plays a lot of position. He just makes himself more valuable for this football team week in, week out. In case of injury, let's just say, not to wish any bad things, if we lose Kobe Morrow, we can just stick Ladarius Dickens in the backfield, and we're not missing a beat.
No, you're absolutely right, and he's been back in the backfield a little bit too, and yep. And has been successful back there. But you just got some natural talent on this team and born leaders, But you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work as a core and as a team, you won't be successful. And you bring up the stats for the teams and all the individual stats for this area, and there's a lot of Rowlett players towards the top of all the stats.
I think that's huge too, and that it just shows. And we got to go, and we got to give out the props to the coaching staff, because you, especially defensively. And although they haven't played, so spectacular lights out, defense, they've stayed in football games and they've held their football teams, which was obviously the thing that people were looking at. I was looking at the beginning of the season with the loss of so many vets on this football team defensively. I think they've answered the call fairly well. I got them at a B plus on their performance on the defensive side of the ball, Bill.
Yeah, and you know what? It's been a little different than it was the first two games. First two games, we were all high and mighty and saying, look at these guys. This isn't what we were expecting. I think the only challenge we've had is that we've given up a lot of big plays. For the most part, the defense has looked good. We've gotten hurt on big plays. You know what? Keller game, there was four touchdowns that were over 50 yards. Last week against Centennial, we gave up a few big plays.
Yes.
Overall, the defense is holding up really well. They slip and they give up that big play, and those could be costly down the road. So that's something that they really need to focus on. But I think for the most part, especially the defensive run has been held in check, except for big plays. If you took out, Tutt's runs from Keller, you took out those long touchdown runs, he would probably maybe have 50 or 60 yards. It's just those big runs that happened that made the big difference for him.
Big time. So I think this is going to be, who's the better defense is going to get the victory tonight. It's going to be a good one as your Rowlett Eagles will take the long road trip down to Tyler. That's, a two-hour trip for them. But Tyler did it last year quite a few times, obviously, as they had to play these teams, and it's quite a long distance away. So Rowlett's going to get a taste of the long road trip during the season, more so than that long road trip down to Baylor in the playoffs. And, if you want to call the Cotton Bowl a long road trip, you can, but not as obviously as long as it is down to Tyler. So a long road trip. We'll see how it affects this football team as well, how they get up. We'll get a good sign within the first two drives for the Rowlett Eagles.
Yeah, at any time you go on the road, especially kids at this age, it can definitely affect them, because you sit on a bus for a couple hours.
A school bus, not one of those fancy buses either.
Oh, no.
Those aren't great either.
No, you're absolutely right. Just a regular school bus. So it's going to be an adjustment for them, and then they normally don't take trips this long. So it's definitely going to be a trip for them, and then knowing you're going to get back in the middle of the night, and there's a lot of factors that happen with this. So we are a more seasoned team, so hopefully they'll go in there and be prepared to win, even though they have a long drive ahead of them.
Yeah, I think they get the victory tonight. I think it'll be a tough first half. They'll probably take the stretch away in the second half as well. I kind of see it playing down here tonight. He is the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, joining us here each and every week here on the pregame show. Bill, it's going to be a good one tonight. Every game is a good one when it's game day.
I'm telling you, and every game's been a fun game. So, you got the Tyler crowd, and they have a great following there down in Tyler. So expect it to be loud and rowdy and a lot of people here tonight.
Think it kind of helps that there's nothing else to do in that town?
I didn't say that.
Okay, maybe I did. All right, very good. So he's Bill Cerna. I'm Sonny Clark. Folks, that's going to do it for us here on the pregame show. It's going to be a good one. You know, hopefully we'll be calling touchdown a lot here tonight. So we'll be doing that here as we get ready for kickoff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. Have a good one. We'll see you at kickoff.